Hello.
Welcome to Star Drop Tea, a Stardew Valley gossip podcast.
I'm Hillary.
And I'm Shirley.
And we're so excited to be here. Yay. Okay, so first of all, hello to everybody who's been looking forward to this, both existing friends and new friends, because Shirley, I mean, take it from the top. Bring us in.
First of all, I'm sweating. Let's just start there, but I'm really excited. This has been a dream of mine for couple of years, and I'm really just grateful that we're able to do this. First of all, like, why are we even talking about Stardew Valley?
So many reasons.
Well, yeah, and number one is kind of like obsessed, addicted to the game, you would say.
Well, Shirley, you got me into the, that's the thing, is folks, I've only been playing Stardew Valley for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Like 2 months, really. Like, you got me into it.
Yeah.
And you've been playing a little bit longer than that.
And I've only been playing it for like maybe 800 hours. Yeah.
So what, did you start playing it in 2016 when it first came out?
No, I started playing in 2020 when I needed something to do.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So I think that is like where, that's where our paths initially diverged. And I'm so happy that they led us back, because same thing for me, but I took the Animal Crossing path. And so I have put a lot of hours on Animal Crossing. And it was so funny because I remember when people were talking about Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing, and my shallow ass looked at the graphics for Stardew Valley and I was like, these look like shit. I'm going to play Animal Crossing. This looks way better.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're talking about an entire conglomerate, Nintendo, and then one person.
Well, okay, but
I didn't know that either when I started, like, that there was one guy doing all of this. Yeah, so.
Right, right. And so I didn't know that until, like, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I had no idea. You have taught me so many things, and that's one of the things that I'm most excited about this project for, is the fact that you are such a wealth of knowledge and you've accumulated so much knowledge about this game and about, like, the fan community around it and the lore and, like, speculations. And I just am so excited to get to create a space where, like, you can share that knowledge in a way that's, like, but we can also talk shit.
Oh, we're...
And, like, scream about, like,
going to be talking
your friend
a
Pierre
lot
and
shit.
Stuff.
Did you just say my friend Pierre?
Yeah, we don't have time for that today in this episode.
immediately, no, wrong.
But let's go... Okay, so back to the beginning, our story. So you got me into this game.
Yeah, we were on a walk as we were starting our friendship, and it was really exciting to just go gallivanting around the neighborhood, and I had briefly introduced you to Stardew Valley and you downloaded it and you're like, oh, this seems like a fun game. And then on our walk.
No, I said I was like, this is boring. That's what I first said, because you were like, so I thought these things. And then I was just like.
In the beginning, it's so hard because you're just, everything is really tough. You're a brand new farmer and things are just, they take more time. But we were walking around and I was just saying, I've always wanted to have a Stardew Valley podcast where it's just gossip and, like, made up speculation. And my first mention to you was like, first of all, like, I fucking hate the mayor. He sucks.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And that's where it just began. And normally when I present that thought to people, they're like, that sounds like a great idea for you. And then we, like, never follow through. It's a lot harder for me to consider doing this by myself. And then you were like, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah,
now
totally.
Here we are.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because I just love, so similar to Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing, and so many other, like, really exciting forms of, like, immersive entertainment or life sims, or, like, I'll say, like, not virtual reality, but, like, other realities that we can experience. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really amazing that, like, when one reality gets to be too uncomfortable, that we have other realities that we can kind of drop into. And I think that's so beautiful. And this one, this is so rich.
Yeah.
And, like, from the jump when I downloaded this game, and folks, I have only, like, I don't know anything before 1.6.
That's very important.
Yeah, I don't know anything before 1.6, and there's going to be a lot of stuff that, like, I'm just, like, embarrassed that I'm going to admit, like, a lot of stuff that I did not know, because this game also does not tell you how to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a kind of, it's a good thing and a bad thing.
For sure. And that's where a lot of our differences about playing will come in, because I've read the wiki before 1.6. I read the wiki like through and through. I don't know actually as much for 1.6, so I'll be finding out.
And which is kind of, it's fun that we get to like discover this stuff together.
Yeah, but I'm a spreadsheet kind of gal. Right, and so right. I did have a spreadsheet for people's favorite gifts and like what time would Marnie be at her fucking job? She's like never there. And that was really important. But yeah, in general, I'm just so thrilled that we're finally doing this. Another big thing is like when I have looked for something about Stardew Valley, it's usually just about gameplay, which there's so many ways to play this game, mm-hmm. which is awesome. But what I love the most is the stories happening within the characters, the text that Eric has created into the game, and also just like making shit up.
Eric Barone.
Yeah, just yeah. random Eric. But it's just really fun to just see all of the different stories that are happening as you're farming mm-hmm. in this brand new town.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a rich text. And so, yeah, spoilers ahead, folks. This is not going to be a spoiler-free podcast by any stretch of the imagination. I'm going to end up getting a lot of stuff spoiled for me. Last night when you were showing me some of your other saves, because like I am on my first save.
Yeah. Yeah. What year are you on?
You
right
are
now?
Not. I would have to check.
Okay.
But there's some stuff that you showed me last night that I was like, sorry. and then there's gonna be quite a bit of that.
Yeah, I was like, that's not an ostrich. That's just like a really large chicken.
Right.
Look away.
Well, no, and then you were like, these are chickens, and then my question was, why are they blue?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, we're gonna just like, exit out of this.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Okay. I was showing you my perfection farm too, a pre 1.6. So yeah, it's gonna be very different. Yeah.
Fair. Okay, let me see. So I am looking at right now, I only have one save. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into our farms and what we chose and et cetera, but I'm on day 26 of summer, year 5.
Nice.
So I have been putting in quite a bit of time on this, because this game, it is worth playing.
You're doing incredible. Thank you. You just started in November. I really appreciate that. So yeah, look at you go. I'm in year 1, spring, day 28. So I am starting fresh.
On this save.
On this save. Yeah. So in another save, I'm on hour like 500, year 12 or something. So, yeah.
That's great. So you're an expert.
Pre 1.6, I would say that I know a lot. I'm not an expert by any means, because I'm constantly finding stuff out. But I know a lot. And, you know, I think that's fun. When people ask me, do you game? I'm like, yeah, I play Stardew Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gamer.
Yeah, huge gamer.
I'm a huge gamer.
Huge gamer, pwning noobs. And the noob is me. okay, so...
do you want to talk about why we have this name?
I can. Yep. I mean, okay, full transparency, though, you came up with it. Mm-hmm. And I immediately there was no other answer. So we named it Stardrop Tea, mm-hmm. because, of course, as fans of the game know, Stardrop Tea is a very special gift that would delight anyone. And mm-hmm. we're hoping that this space can be an audio extension of the gossipy, magical, mysterious world.
So mysterious.
Yeah, of Stardew Valley, that we can give folks like, you know, a little something to throw on while you're doing whatever you do. Because one thing that I was really surprised about when you... one more thing about the Stardrop Tea name before I get into the other thing. Is that, of course, it's an item. And one of my favorite things about the Stardrop and as a fruit, let alone the tea, is that it is individual and subjective to each person. Mm-hmm. Because at the beginning of the game, as you may recall, we get to pick a favorite thing.
Yeah.
And so I picked for my favorite thing, which is in real life too, ice cream. So Shirley, do you remember what you picked?
I've picked several things. In this game, I chose something that's more PG. So I chose tulips because that's my cat's name. And then in other saves, you know, I chose. And so I was really confused when all of a sudden they're like, here you go. Your favorite. What?
Yeah, like, excuse me?
Yeah, and that's what happens when you don't read the wiki. You don't know that later there's going to be some weird text down the game, so, yeah.
Yes, okay, and so that's another big difference between our play styles, is that I try to read the wiki as sparingly as possible. Mm-hmm. I am truly going in here blind, folks, and it is to my own detriment a lot of the time.
Yeah. No, I'm the kind of person that will be watching a movie and reading the wiki about what the plot is and do they die at the end as right. I'm actively watching it. So.
Right. Incredible. So a couple of different perspectives here, and we love that. But yeah, this the star drop is a really incredible item in the star drop tea, because there is just so much gossip in this so game. Much. There's so like right away the interpersonal maelstrom begins. This game also is like from the jump completely different than I had assumed.
Mm-hmm. Based what did on, you assume?
I thought it was going to be like Animal Crossing.
Oh.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be like Animal Crossing. I thought it was going to be like, oh, that's like, welcome to this cutesy little whatever. Yay, villagers. You can get married if you want. That, and then it, from like the opening cutscene, which I think we'll be discussing soon, immediately was just like, well, throw that all out the window. Forget everything you knew and assumed about this game.
You will marry someone, but in the process, you're going to inherit.
Hey, I don't have to.
No, you're right. You're so right. I actually, well, that will be another episode. But yeah, now you've moved into this town and you're going to become people's therapist. You're going to be fighting.
Against my will.
Things that you're like, why am I actually fighting you?
And also, and I didn't believe this when you first told me this, because it is a shocking fact. And I'm ready to be wrong, as I am with a lot of things, is that I was like, there has to be a podcast already.
Oh, yeah.
There has to be a podcast about Stardew Valley mm-hmm. already. And there are definitely podcast episodes, other podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like Fake Gamer Girls has an episode where they do a deep dive on Stardew Valley. There are some other podcasts that existed for a limited run and then concluded. And there hasn't been anything in the past couple of years. And mm-hmm. I even checked on Reddit. And a lot of people have been asking about a podcast. I couldn't believe there wasn't a podcast.
I had not actually checked the internet when I, every time I said this idea out loud to other people. But when I finally looked at it, that was surprising. And I was listening to this yesterday to the Harvest Season podcast, which is just fun to like listen to different games. But at the end of the day, it's still not like solely Stardew Valley, which is what I wanted to have this podcast be, because there's so many different things that can be talked about, and there will be some gameplay discussions, because you can't really avoid that, but most of our conversation is just going to be straight up speculation, mystical things, and we have this in the description, but if you haven't read it yet, a lot of it we might not be able to verify, because mm-hmm. we made it up.
I'm definitely here for like fan theories.
Yeah.
The amount of parasocial engagement and world building that other fans of the game have done mm-hmm. is truly amazing.
Yeah.
So really excited to dig into that a little bit more. I would love to, my like star drop vision for the podcast is to be able to get to talk to a lot of different people about how they play their game and the different ways that they interact with this world and the choices that they make and like how they live within this reality. Shirley, what are your
I love
your
that goals? So much. I just wanted to say wild stuff on the internet.
Oh, I'm kidding.
I can always do that.
It's a lot of opportunities.
No, but I'm just really excited to do this, first of all, in collaboration with someone who I'm continuously getting to know and really just love and appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I'm also just looking forward to seeing how this relates and like creates joy for other people. We talked about it briefly earlier, but you know, there's a lot happening in the world. And so to have a space where it can be fun, it can be joyful, and we are talking about a game that has provided so much joy and that constantly is being iterated on in such a phenomenal way. Like, I want to contribute back to that in a way that's mm-hmm. meaningful. And who knows? I mean, my long-term goal is that every time that we record, there's joy either being received or being put out. And mm-hmm. hopefully it's both.
Absolutely.
Hot gossip. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Intro music goes here.
Yeah, we're going to put some music there. I just want to start from the beginning, because mm-hmm. something I love about this game is the cutscenes and the world building.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to watch the initial cutscene, and then using the magic of radio, Shirley and I will come back in a brief moment after we have both reviewed the initial cutscene, in our own little notes, and then we're going to come back and talk about it.
We begin this game immediately thrown into a situation that I need more information about.
There's a couple situations that I need more information about.
But, like, we start the game with, like, what? Why? First of all, where is Grandpa?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, like, what's up with the wallpaper?
Yeah.
What's up with the scimitar?
Is he on my future farm home or what's happening? But
no, because the wallpaper.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, it's confusing. But I want to just begin with, like, how do you feel about the fact that, like, Grandpa wrote a letter saying, I want to wait till you are at your lowest low, that you think that life isn't worth it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can open this letter.
Yeah. This is some real, like, boomer logic of, like, you I suffered and so should you have to now.
I went
like,
it's this. Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's just like, why do I have to get to a place where modern life will crush my spirit?
Yeah. No, like, I literally wrote such boomer mentality.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And like, I don't like if like why truly? Because you say you love me and you also say there will come a time. Like, no, there doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Like, I could just skip off to this beautiful farm and just maintain it so it doesn't fall into disrepair for 20 years.
Yeah. No, and it's and that's what gets me. It's that he wrote this letter wherever he is in his little cot. The letter has been sitting with me.
Yeah.
But also, or hasn't, like...
I'd be turn that thing open.
Who are my parents?
Right.
Why have they also allowed this abuse to take 20 years?
Perpetuated the cycle. Yeah, in a big way.
You know, that is going to be a big topic of conversation, because the parents in this game, there's a lot to be developed there. But so yeah, 20 years later, I'm working at Jojo Mart, or just, I think, Joja, like the corporate setting, which resembles...
another company
very similar
with
to
a happy face
that we
with a smile
we know about.
Maybe it's not happy, it's smiling.
Yeah, well, force fun. And I can see my soul leaving my body in my little cubicle. There's also just like a lot of weird characters. That one guy who's licking his lips with the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
I didn't zero in on the lip licking, but I did for sure. The cowboy hat is unavoidable.
Well, that guy was doing something interesting.
Great.
But I'm at my desk. It pans to me. And then all of a sudden, the letter's been there. So I've had this letter with me this whole time.
There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would not open that. And, 20 years?
Yeah. And that's how I immediately know that we're going to get into like therapy stuff, because how is it that I have accepted suffering?
That's true. Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about this. I didn't think about this. This like truly a masochistic level of deferred gratification.
Yeah. They're like, you must suffer. And then when you feel like you've suffered enough, now you can open this weird ass letter from your grandpa that may or may not be dead. Because we don't know that yet.
He's dead.
Spoiler alert, Grandpa's dead. And now you open it.
Right. Okay, right. Because he's not dead at the beginning. He's just, like, in his little bed.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, 20 years later, he dies? Or, yeah. Like, I'm not clear about that part, actually.
Yeah, because we never actually know why Grandpa died. And that's one of the things we should make up.
Okay.
Yeah, like, okay. What, how did he lose his life?
Folks, go ahead and write in on this one. Stardrop Tea Podcast.
How did Grandpa die?
@gmail.com. How did Grandpa die? That's real, by the way. Stardrop Tea Podcast.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, we should probably make that even more official, but we're starting out. It's gonna be
Okay, so yeah, where is Grandpa, like, letter? Okay. Because I, as a person with ADHD, I just have piles of little fidget toys all over my desk. Mm-hmm. And the idea that I would be at a desk and not just absolutely just putting my filthy little mitts all over everything, every object, every surface that is in or around the desk. Mm-hmm. Implausible.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, it does really fit into the, like, deferred gratification, like... Yeah.
And I want to know more about what's my story, because, like, that's just really important to me, because I can't, I am relating in many ways to my character, my farmer, but in other ways, I'm also like, why would you do this to yourself?
Right.
Why would we accept this? So, but, you know, that is what happens when you work in corporate America and capitalism. Mm. So, you know, relatable. And then, so I get this letter, and in the letter, he's like, hey, I, like, left you some generational wealth.
Right.
And I'm, now that you feel like life isn't worth living, would you like this worn down farm that no one's taking care of? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, instead of just supporting me so I didn't get to that place.
Mm-hmm. Because why would he do that, right?
Truly, truly. Yeah, it's... It, there's so many things that I don't understand, and is such... It's such boomer.
Yeah.
It's such boomer shit.
So, he's like, yeah, I moved to this farm. I also love that he's like, and I went through this, too. So, like, I know I went through this farm. So, like, also... No one in my family has told me that there's a farm. Great. Right. I love that.
Again, where are my parents?
We're so good at communicating.
Where are my parents? Is this why I don't know when my birthday is?
Yeah. And that might be it.
When's my birthday?
Yeah.
Folks?
We have no birth certificate at all. Yeah. And that really sucks. So, and then also there's like the mayor, Lewis. So the mayor's been the mayor for 20 years.
Okay, I didn't necessarily interpret it that way.
No, how did you interpret
it? I just interpreted that he is there. Because he's not called Mayor Lewis. Grandpa just says, if Lewis is still alive.
Okay.
Which is like, that's setting the bar pretty low. So yeah. I don't think how he's assuming...
How old is Lewis?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. If that's like a question. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I'll have to rewatch it. I'm not going to do it right now.
play that thing 3 or 4 more times.
Yeah, but good to know that potentially Lewis could have been the mayor for 20 years, which brings into question a lot of different things about how I feel about Lewis. Mm-hmm. Of just like, how have you been the mayor for 20 years? But if he hasn't been, he's been there for 20 years, and then we come into this town, and I'm kind of wondering, like, what have you been doing?
Yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, the mayor of what? The mayor of what?
Mm-hmm.
There was one detail that I wanted to come back to that I think I just maybe noticed on this watch,
mm-hmm.
which is the seal on the letter.
Oh.
The seal on the letter specifically has, it looks like it has the letters P-T.
P-T.
Yeah, which I think is maybe stands for Pelican Town.
Oh.
So this would make me think that potentially Grandpa is, like, why does Grandpa have the seal of the town? Why is
Grandpa the mayor?
Is Grandpa the mayor?
Yeah.
Folks, is Grandpa the mayor? And right in.
That's actually, I've never thought about the fact that Grandpa could have been the mayor. And if he was, that also would explain why everyone hates me.
Okay. We're really getting somewhere. Yes. Yeah, because that's PT, Pelican Town.
Okay.
So he is using an official seal of Pelican Town to seal this letter to me about how he is anticipating that I will have my soul crushed. No wonder the townsfolk are not so stoked that I'm moving in.
Ah, that's so political. I think now, headcanon, Grandpa's the mayor.
Grandpa's the mayor.
Until proven otherwise, Grandpa's the mayor.
Yeah.
Okay, so... We get the letter. We're like, cool, I leave the job. I don't see how I exited, but I'm assuming that I did some kind of, like, exit interview. And I just said, look, I've come into generational wealth, and I'm out of here. I'm no longer working at Joja. Which is so interesting to me, because someone should have known that I was going to a town that had a Joja Mart. And I feel like there should have been some kind of warning, but whatever. It's probably, like, a really large conglomerate, like, a certain W store that is across the world that I can't really avoid, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about this so differently, because if I had opened that letter, again, improbable that it would have remained sealed for that long, but if I opened that letter sitting at my miserable little desk, I'm walking out of there. Yeah. I'm walking straight out of there. So I was, oh, Hillary, where are you going? Where are you going? Out of here.
Yeah.
Out of here.
None of your business.
I don't have time. Yeah. I just realized I'm a landowner.
Yeah, I'm giving you a 2-second notice, and yeah. I no longer work here.
And it just happened right now, so.
I just found out because I felt like I didn't want to work here, and then I immediately opened a letter, and now I don't work here, so
I don't goodbye. Work here, yeah. I realize I have land, I have a house.
And I'm out. I'm out. So, okay, now we're on a bus, and this is important for me to know, because is Pam driving the bus, or is that someone else?
I'm going to have to watch it again, and which I'm not going to do right now, but yeah. I am going to have to watch it again, and I'm going to have to get right up on that screen, because I think it is a bearded man. Okay. I think it is a blonde hair, and again, could be wrong. I think it is a blonde haired bearded man driving that bus.
Okay, cool. And important to know, but so this bus comes to me, and then we know later that the bus is broken down, too. So I'm really questioning a lot about the town, like the financial situation, mm-hmm. what's happening. But I get there, and it's in complete disarray.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, Lewis, who's supposedly would have been taking care of
this guy, Lewis.
Yeah.
The mayor.
I don't know he's the mayor yet. But now that I know, I'm also more upset at him. And, you know, so typical to like leave the care of the land to the people around there.
Individual responsibility.
Yeah, individual. And then he doesn't even greet me. I meet Robin.
Exactly. My best friend.
Yeah, I do love, Robin's incredible character. My really excited to talk friend. To her about
yeah.
her.
Oh, more. To anything yeah. Robin. Yeah, please. Yeah. Okay, so one thing that I also noticed, upsettingly enough, it appears that Stardew Valley and the surrounding area does use imperial measurements because the sign said, I believe, 0.5 miles.
Again, we're going to need to watch this like 3 more times. I'm not doing that right now.
As a Canadian, I found that deeply troubling.
I mean, the person who created it is from Auburn, Washington.
True.
So...
sure.
That, you know.
There's... It's just so American-centric for me. Yeah. For my taste.
Yeah.
Okay, so Robin, head bitch in charge,
mm-hmm.
carrying the town on her fucking back.
Yeah.
Greets me at the bus.
Yeah. And then, you know, she literally passes the baton because mm-hmm. we end up now carrying the town on her back.
In a way that I never could have imagined, because truly, like, that's like, you inherit a house and land, but truly at what cost?
Yeah. And I've worked on a farm, but this is at another level. I'm completely by myself. No one comes to help me.
No.
So until I have things that are helping me, and then, you know, we'll have to get into that. But so I look at my farm, it's in complete shambles, mm-hmm. and then I'm supposed to feel grateful. Mayor Lewis comes out of my house, and then they're talking shit about my farm. My home. They're like,
and like, also, what was he doing in there?
Yeah, because tidying it up is what they said.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, yeah, everyone's been asking about you.
I don't think so. Based on the dialogue that happens when I actually encounter people, I don't think so. I don't think they've been asking about me.
It's so funny for me to read, too, because I'm just like, what do you mean everyone's asking about me? And then he's like, yeah, you should go introduce yourself to the people tomorrow. Like, that would really mean a lot to them. Just for them to be like, why are you talking to me?
Exactly.
Who are you?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, and also the fact that the farm has been abandoned for 20 years. Yeah. 20 years. And so that means that, especially in light of the fact that multiple residents of Pelican Town mm-hmm. appear to be, at least in some way, housing insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So this house sat empty for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I'm... So yeah, no wonder people are pissed.
Yeah, again.
No wonder people are pissed.
I think Grandpa was probably a jerk.
Okay. Problematic grandpa.
Yeah. That's based true. On the actions he's already shown me. That's definitely
mm-hmm.
and this is where, you know, we're speculating. We're gossiping.
Yep, right in. Stardroptpodcast at gmail.com.
And I feel like that just sets the tone, because now I've dropped in, I'm starting to get the lay of the land. I've been introduced to this town as far as like everyone's excited to meet me. And that's where also we get into the thing of like, you think the game is one thing and then it's another thing. Then all of a sudden everyone is so un unnecessarily rude to me. And I'm just coming here because I need to get my life in order to feel better.
Yeah.
And no one's helping me.
I'm being crushed by the burden of modern life or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then again, so if this is abandoned for 20 years, big question here. Again, when is my birthday? But also, how old am I?
Yeah.
How old am I? I am old enough to work at a desk and be crushed by the burden of modern life. So what? I'm 19?
I would hope I'm older since I'm allowed to marry people. But, you know, some characters do seem young that I'm allowed to marry. So maybe yeah. I am young. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's a, but it is implied. And again, shout out to Fake Gamer Girl podcast. Because they did remind me when I was listening earlier that Harvey is the oldest bachelor, I think, canonically. But yeah, how old am I? Like, if they're making a big point about how old he is, how old am I?
Yeah, I definitely think I'm in my early 20s. And which would make sense because only in my early 20s would I have been like, yeah, for sure, I'm going to totally move to, like, an unknown place. And I guess I'll just like start working and I won't complain or say anything. So
you are telling the story of literally how I moved from Canada to America right now, except I unfortunately, nope, it was not in my early 20s.
No. Nope.
And yeah, I also, anyway, what a choice.
You didn't have that generational wealth. Nobody sent you a letter.
Certainly not. Nope. Mm-mm. Unfortunately, I was crushed by the burdens of modern life, without the added benefit of delayed generational wealth. But okay, coming back to, again, arguably most important character in the game, Robin. The way that Mayor Lewis, or just, sorry, Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
excuse me. sets, like, she's just trying to make you dissatisfied so that you'll purchase some of her home upgrades.
Yeah.
Like, that is certainly one way to talk about the, only or head carpenter in town that has presumably built everything?
Yeah. I mean, we know she built her own home.
Yes. Canonically.
She has said that. That is verified. Yeah. And for all I know, this guy, Lewis, doesn't do anything, but then is, like, casting doubt to me about someone I just met as far as, like,
yes.
She's trying to take advantage of you. Don't trust her.
Really? Because she sounds like one of the few small business owners in this town.
Yeah.
Like mayor?
No, more like, is Robin in a pyramid scheme or something?
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Just like, what's happening here? We'll talk about pyramid schemes later.
Yeah,
but yeah, I feel like that was just unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And then all he said is, I'll come by at night and after you put stuff in this box. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to be here? Why do you come to my farm at night?
At night.
You can't just like do that in the daytime?
Under the cover of dark.
Yeah.
Comes Mayor Lewis.
Where is it going? Mm-hmm. How do I verify that, you know, you are giving me money back in a way that's fair?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So big confession on my part right now. So I was... Shirley's already laughing because she already knows. Big confession on my part right now. This was a game mechanic that, again, a lot of stuff not explained about how to play this game. So the totally creepy way that this shipping bin was introduced, that Mayor Lewis is going to come under the cover of night and take things from the shipping bin. I heard that and I said, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So you know what I did? Never used that. I didn't use that for a long time. Long, long, long time. And it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing because I needed to sell stuff. Mm-hmm. I got to go make sure the store's open. Can't be a Wednesday.
No.
Oh, and then joke's on me. If I've got a fish to sell, I got to go all the way down to the beach.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
And, you know, walking is very demanding.
Exhausting. Exhausting. And, like, no coffee, no horse?
No. Yeah, you don't even know about horses at that
point. No, and, yeah. Like, a shout-out to my horse, Win Main, you the real one.
Ugh, I don't have a horse yet, and I really, like, feel the pain.
I love my horse so much.
But, yeah, no, you didn't put anything
in the ship. No, I didn't.
So what happened?
Great question, Charlie. Ooh, so, as folks may have also learned from also not using that very poorly introduced game mechanic, there was so much talk about like, oh, this thing is happening on this day, and you have to make sure that this is on Wednesdays. And meanwhile, I'm over here being like, I have no idea what day it is. I have no idea what day of the week it is. I don't know how long a month is. I have no way of telling this because as it is never disclosed at time of recording, if you don't put something in the shipping bin, you don't know what day it is unless you have a calendar. And so
Or you read the wiki.
Which I'm not going to do.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm not going to do unless I encounter something like when I found like prismatic shard. That felt like too important. I was like, okay.
This is too colorful and shiny.
I need to be serious about this.
Yeah.
Cause like, how many of these do I get? I don't feel like it's very many. So I'm gonna, just make it into a shirt or something right off the bat.
You gotta upgrade your tie-dye.
So I didn't know what day it was. And this doesn't help with my IRL time blindness that I had no idea. I had no idea. It would just be like, well, now it's summertime. Like,
which is
based on what?
Yeah. Because there's so many things. Because there are, I know this because I've like played the game and all that. But then I also know like the days that you don't sell anything, like the day just keeps going. And I can't imagine how just upsetting down the line that could have been of like, wait.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go. Oh, to someone, I could have just sold my own thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I was already horrified when you told me that. I was like, wow, that's a lot of time wasted.
Yes. It's a huge amount of time wasted.
Yeah.
And furthermore, and this is related, once I did figure out, or you told me, or something, that I could put things in the shipping bins, and then you get the like, oh, it's this day, and then you get your totals, and that's so nice. One thing that brings me out of the game every single time is when a new day starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens, Shirley?
What happens?
A rooster crows.
Yeah.
Where is that rooster?
Oh, that's because
where's that rooster at?
Yeah. No,
I don't have a rooster.
There's so many things that happen in this game that I'm constantly like, who is that?
Yes.
Who wrote that letter?
Yes.
Where is that thing? Where are those birds going?
Yeah.
And are those birds real? We don't know. Are they birds? Or are they drones? We have no idea.
Aliens.
Yeah. Which in this game, they definitely can be aliens for sure. So, but I want to get back to in the sense of like, we inherited this land. Now we have to work it. And it's so deeply exhausting.
Yes. Yes.
It's so exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah.
And then you have to eat.
That I did not know that for a long time that you needed to eat. In order to have energy.
I have to eat.
And I thought that, and I think that you said like a friend of yours did that. And I also, in my first gameplay, because I have a couple, I would just go to sleep.
Yeah. A friend of mine said that you're going to blow through quite a few days.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's 3 p.m. Like, I guess I'm done.
Right. Yeah. Just night, depression nap.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's a Friday. Go to the bar. I was like, no, I'm literally dying.
Yeah, exactly.
It was watering at least 8 squares of parsnips, and I'm so tired.
Yeah. Good night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that, okay, I have another confession, and this is actually one that I haven't told you previously.
Okay. This is exciting. There have actually been many things that we both said, I can't talk to you right now, until we start recording, so.
Okay, so this is, like, truly hot gossip, and this is so embarrassing. This is, like, probably more embarrassing than the shipping bin thing, because I can blame Lewis for that. Shirley. So you know how you're supposed to upgrade your tools?
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Yeah.
I did. I didn't know why. Other than you're already laughing. I didn't know why, other than I was like, yeah, I'm breaking hella rocks now. It's way easier. Cutting down trees. no problem. Oof. The other tools, fishing rod. Okay, fishing rod. Fishing is impossible at the beginning.
Oh, God, it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah, and yeah. Then people are like, oh, can you bring me a fish? And I'm like, no, I literally can't.
What about an eel? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
So, couple confessions.
Yeah.
One, the first one you know about is I have joined the thriving community on Reddit of Stardew Valley fans.
Yes.
And I saw somebody had posted a little photo of... Of some snow with some little sticks sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And the caption was, wish I had my hoe with me. And to which I said, for what?
Why would I? Those are just worms.
For what? What would I do with my hoe if I had my hoe with me?
Yeah.
Those are sticks sticking out of the... Why would I want my hoe with me? And that's how I found out that those little things hit him with the hoe. A lot of library books under there for some reason.
Yeah. Because, you know what, you know.
No, I don't, Shirley. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Are these banned books?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's Gunther up to? And so, number one, books ahoy,
mm-hmm.
under the snow. And then also, there's a couple of vegetables that's the only way that I've figured out how to get those.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. so, like, one of the final bundles in the community center was a fucking snow yam.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if you don't know to hoe,
you don't know where to go.
If you, no, yeah. And you won't hoe the snow.
No.
So,
yeah.
And I didn't. And so that is super embarrassing. So that's the other thing where I was like, I've upgraded and that sucks. And there's another thing that I'm going to tell you that sucks even worse.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, it would move from winter into spring, natch.
Yeah.
And I would go out there and I would be like, all right, I'm going to make a bigger field this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would spend the next 2 days building the field because it takes a long time to dig all the squares. If you only think you can dig them one at a time.
Oh my God. So
yes.
What upgrade level were you at that you were still using it, like, the original form? Do you think you were at, like, a gold hoe or iridium?
At least gold. Yeah. Like, this is, like...
Yeah.
Like, I did not know that you can hold down the button. And so, upsettingly enough, you know what that also implies? The watering can. The watering can, Shirley. Yeah. Think about how I've been living.
I can, because I'm doing that right now because I've just started.
Yes.
And it's so hard, but you have upgraded your life.
Yes.
And that really gets into this, you know, again, why we're having this podcast, about how sometimes we upgrade our life and yet we still decide to make it a struggle.
Ain't that the truth? And that's like such a lesson for me. But again, like if there's knowledge, should we not share it?
Mm-hmm.
Or else I'm over here with my fucking iridium watering can.
One square.
It would take me like 2 fucking days to just set up my farm.
Which is, I think that the iridium is like 16 or something that it does at a time. We'll have to fact check that.
It's a lot.
That. It's a lot.
You know what? You know what? It's more than one.
It's definitely more than one.
Yeah. So this is so embarrassing that when this happened, I was just like, oh, I have to save this.
Yeah.
I have to save this because this sucks.
Yeah. And like, you've been struggling.
Uh-huh.
I'm really excited. So before we close out of this, I just want to get into, this is going to be a section where this is called Farm Diaries.
Yeah. Theme song. Farm
Diaries.
Yeah. That would have been a good place.
And this is, I'm really excited about this section where we just talk about different things that have happened on the farm, but I'd like to talk about, what did you do on your first day? Did you actually go talk to people or did you look at your farm? Like I looked at my farm, it was like, this is a mess. And fun fact about me, I can't, exist in mess. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, I'm actually not going to talk to people because I don't need to. Right. And I need to just clean up this mess. Like, I don't understand
which is exhausting.
Which is exhausting, and I went to sleep at 3 p.m., which also didn't allow me to talk to anyone.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm an extrovert. Just going to say it right now.
Yeah.
Get that out of the way. I definitely looked at my dilapidated farm and was like, I'm going to town. well.
It's waited 20 years. You can keep waiting.
Yeah, I was like, my dog's here now and that's cool. But I'll be back later.
Yeah.
So no, I was in town immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good to know. I'm like, I don't think I have to. And I also saw that there was like no timeline. Like they weren't saying like, I have to go talk to people right now. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'll just talk to them when I feel like it. And I won't feel like it until I've cleaned up this entire farm and chopped every tree down.
Okay. Yeah.
No, that was my first save play.
Every tree?
Well.
So you're like, oh, let me just clear cut this forest.
Yeah. And I have since learned how to be much more environmentally friendly while I'm playing this game.
Woof.
But I started off with like, I need resources. I'm obviously going to have to be contributing and doing stuff. And then I ran out of trees. So,
yeah, and you've been going to sleep at 3 p.m. for a week straight.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my first time playing the game. That's how it started.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Truly wild.
So much to talk about. So excited. This is our very first episode.
Congratulations, Shirley.
It's going to be great. Are we supposed to tell people like what to expect?
No. They have to keep listening.
Okay, just
kidding. They have to keep listening.
But you'll find out when you listen again.
And so, folks, thank you so much for listening. This has been a long time, not even a long time coming.
I've been talking about this for years.
Yeah, so, for Shirley, this has been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited. Again, links are in the show notes below. And Shirley, I think we did it.
We will see you next time with definitely a lot of hot gossip and more things that we're going to talk about. But at the end of the day, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And
thank you so much for listening. And if you have some Stardrop tea to share with us, make sure to email us at stardropteapodcast@gmail.com.
Follow to get all of our upcoming episodes as soon as they land and rate this episode 5 Stardrops.
Our cover art is by Brianne Burnell and our theme music is by Eggward. Links to their work in the show notes.
Make sure to take good care of yourself and your community.
And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.